Amen. It is finished. Wouldn't you love to be able to say those words just about something in your life? For those of you that have built your home or remodeled your home, those aren't words you ever say. We moved into ours, I think in 2011. I still walk around now and said, oh yeah, I was going to fix that. Nothing is ever finished, is it? We all know the mortgage is never finished, right? And then once the 30 years mortgage is up, what happens next? You look at your cabinets. You think, those are 30 years old. I don't like those anymore. You look at the carpet. That's not, why would we ever pick that out? And yet, we start over again. Nothing is ever finished. You'd never put a bow on something and say, it's done, I don't ever have to think about it ever again. You buy a brand new car off the lot. The first day off of it is a testament to the fact that it is never finished. You will be paying for repairs and gas for the rest of your life. And then when we look at ourselves, our dreams, our career goals, the projects that we give our time and our energy and attention to, do we ever get to say, it is finished completely? It never is. We usually say, I would have done this differently had I been given the opportunity again. I made mistakes along the way. There was never a full-throated completion of perfection. Because this is the kind of word that's being spoken from Jesus here on the cross. Everything that was asked of him, everything that was prophesied about him, he says it is finished, it is completed, it is perfected in this moment. I've not seen the movie, so I don't know what it's about. I just saw the title, An Unfinished Life. And wouldn't you say that's very much a good description of who we are? Constantly an unfinished life? If you can't say that about yourself, at least you can say that about your kids, right? That's definitely an unfinished life. We're all unfinished lives. And there are moments of proudness, and there's moments of sadness. There's moments of success. There are moments of complete and utter abject failure. And as painful as it is for ourselves, it's even more painful when we watch it unfold in those lives that we love. Unfinished. Not perfect. Not complete. When Jesus says the words, it is finished, there's a part of me that wants to say, that's not, why would you say that right there? I'd want to do a movie kind of voiceover here and say, and so it begins. Or act two. Or just wait till you see what I do next. But he doesn't. Friends, this was over 2,000 years ago, and that word is hitting us from the page right now. Of all the time that's elapsed since that moment, he still said, and he meant it, it's finished. Completed. Perfected. What on earth does he mean? What he means is what that death accomplished is all that is needed from here on out in all human history. There's no the cross and some other miracle that God will do along the way in our lives. There's no cross and we hope maybe 20% from you since God gave us 80. There's no cross and maybe all the great things that happen and unfold in the life of a church. There's no the cross and something else. Theologians have called this phrase the finished work of Christ. That is to say, even though things are unfolding as it are, even though we are unfinished, there's only one thing that we can hang our hats on and say, this is done completely. Nothing needs to be added. Nothing can ever be removed from it. It stands as a testament to itself for all time. It is itself the truest of all moments that in what Christ has done as he laid down his life for us. The forgiveness of sins, the promise of everlasting life, the defeat of evil in which it has no complete and overwhelming power over the world anymore was done in that moment. And everything that unfolds from that is not part two, part three, part four, but rather just the unfolding of what that light began to shine. It was finished completely. I was listening to a talk by David Torrance, one of the three Torrance brothers who were Scottish theologians. He said one of the dark secrets of modern Christianity is that we often attach the finished work of Christ to what we think we need to finish in ourselves, on our own power, in our own strength, by pulling ourselves with our own bootstraps. It's kind of like a combination of God, which we want to give him a higher place, but also our work in that. And he says, nothing could be further from the truth. That if you were to understand the truth of Good Friday completely, it is this, without him you can do nothing. It is this, that Christ has done it all for you. And really, the only thing that is asked of you, but it is the most humiliating thing that is asked of you, is that you have to admit that you can do absolutely nothing and you're asked to surrender to him. And it is in this moment that we realize why this is so good. A few people mentioned that on the way in. Why is this Good Friday? It's the truest moment in all of history where something was actually completely and utterly finished. We can say that about nothing that we put our hands to. But what God did for us was that he decided to save us. And that salvation, that forgiveness of sins in that moment is simply this. He said it was finished. There will not need to be another intervention of God on our behalf for the sins that we have committed today or the next. We look back to where? The cross, and it was finished. Our hope is not found in what unfolds this day. Our hope looks at the cross and says what the cross says, that one day I will set all things straight. It was finished there. Every failure that we have drives us to our knees and points us to the finished work of Christ on our behalf. We don't need to add anything else to it. We cannot make amends for it. We cannot make him love us anymore. His love was complete in that moment. That no greater love has this than one would lay down his life for who? His friends. Friends, this is the good news. It wasn't started here. It wasn't part of the second act of a third or four act play. It was simply finished. God said that he would do it, and he did. Rest by faith, friends, in the finished work of Christ for you. And remember, as Paul writes in Philippians, that he who began a good work in you will finish the job one day. We are unfinished, but Christ's work on our behalf is. This is good news. Amen. Finally, we cycle back to the Gospel of Luke.